The first page of notes has the list of topics for quiz 2. It includes reaction coordinate diagrams, which include things like activation energy, transition states, and heat of reaction. The reaction progress diagram, which is the equilibrium diagram. Both of these diagrams were presented earlier in the week, compared to each other. The reaction coordinate diagram is for a single set of reactants participating in the reaction, and the reaction progress diagram is the equilibrium diagram, where we have 100% of reactants trying to go to 100% products, and that's where Q and K are indicated. Next topic is the three definitions of equilibrium. That is the way that we presented it in class, at least, where the rates of the forward and reverse reactions are equal to each other. There is no further change in energy of the reaction because it's at its lowest point, and that is because there is no further change in the concentrations of reactions. We have K and Q, which if you look further down the page, you see an example of K, which is essentially products over reactants, and Q is exactly identical mathematically. The only difference is that K is only calculated at equilibrium. K does not change when you change concentrations. It changes where the reaction is at, and that's what Q is, a measure of where the reaction is at. The one mathematical problem that you may be expected to work is to determine is a reaction at equilibrium by calculating Q. And that's why you do have to know how to write an equilibrium constant. And even though you won't have a specific question about activity, you do need to know that pure solids and liquids are not included in equilibrium constants because their activity is equal to one. So the one thing, actually, this is the other mathematical problem, which is the one we're going to cover today, which is the difference between representing equilibrium constants as concentration versus pressure. And then there won't be any initial change end or ice problems, and there certainly won't be any discussion of acid dissociation. Those of you here in lecture, does anyone have any questions about any of these topics?
The three definitions?
Yes.
It's when Q is less than K and then when Q is greater than K?
No. That's not a definition. That is a problem where you're using the reaction quotient and comparing it to the equilibrium constant. When I say the three definitions, it's exactly what we did on Wednesday, I believe, where I said, right here, first page on the sixth, three definitions. Rate of forward reaction is equal to reverse rate, concentrations are constant, and the energy is also constant.
Okay.
Any other questions? Then take your screenshots and let's get to this discussion of KP versus KC. And what I'd like to do is a specific example and then use the math we go through to generalize to the general case. So, come on, iPad, you can do it. There we go. All right. Here is a reaction we're going to look at. A reaction of nitrogen monoxide gas with oxygen gas to form nitrogen dioxide, also in gas form. The fact that they're all in gas form means they all have concentrations, and that means they're all going to go into an equilibrium constant. Now, because they're gases, let's say that we measured each of those gases as pressure instead of concentration. So we can still come up with the same type of equilibrium constant. It's just going to look a little different because the symbols are different. Instead of using the brackets for concentration, I'm going to use P for pressure. So the product is nitrogen dioxide, and there's a 2 stoichiometrically, so we're going to square it in the equilibrium constant. That's going to be divided by the pressure of nitrogen monoxide, also squared, and then multiplied by the pressure of oxygen, not raised to anything, because it doesn't have anything stoichiometrically in front of it in the reaction equation. Okay, so now, a little bit of math, not too bad. What is concentration? Right? If we have PV equals NRT, then we could rearrange this equation in order to come up with concentration. And that's going to be where we have moles divided by volume, and then we see what else we end up with. Can you all hear me again?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
All right. So, we were last talking about PV equals NRT, and we needed to get N and V on the same side of the equation. So, let me just flip it around to start with. NRT is equal to PV. And then I'm going to put volume on the same side as moles, and I'm going to put RT on the other side. So then that's going to give us this. N over V is equal to P over RT. And then that now is equal to concentration. I'll just call it X for whatever that reagent happens to be. So what if we wanted to convert from pressure to concentration? Then we're going to have to put in this 1 over RT term everywhere that we have a pressure term. So in other words, we want to do this. KC is equal to concentration of nitrogen dioxide squared divided by concentration of nitrogen monoxide times the concentration of oxygen. So substituting, that's going to be pressure of nitrogen gas times this 1 over RT factor squared. Then pressure of nitrogen monoxide gas times this 1 over RT factor squared times pressure of oxygen gas times 1 over RT, nothing else. You're probably thinking, oh my God, where is this going? So let's rewrite this equation a little bit. Let's rewrite this as 2 different factors. So we get pressure of nitrogen dioxide squared over pressure of nitrogen monoxide squared times pressure of oxygen, and that's where we pulled all the pressures apart, and then we could say 1 over RT squared divided by 1 over RT squared times 1 over RT. Now, if we rewrite this again, we're going to get the following. KC is equal to what? Well, this whole thing is KP. And then we have these 1 over RT adjustment factors. So we have 1 over RT squared versus 1 over RT cubed. So I know this is a lot of colors flying around now, but watch this. If I look at the number of moles total of product, that's equal to this 2 that's in the top part of the equation, because products of reactants, we got that 2 up top. And then if I look at the total moles of reactants. So there's 3 moles total, and that's why we've got this 3 in the equation here. So in this particular problem, we get Kc is equal to Kp times 1 over RT to the 2 minus 3 power, which is equal to Kp times 1 over RT to the negative 1 power, which is Kp times RT. This last equation is not the one to memorize at all. Well, you don't have to memorize anything if it's open note, do you? But still, this is for the specific reaction. But where I circled just above there, the 2 and the 3, that's the whole point. Because just to make it even more explicit, on the bottom here, this is moles of reactant. And on the top, this is moles of product. Take your screenshots, everyone. Okay, so the point is this. In general, Kp is equal to, Kc is equal to Kp times 1 over RT to the delta N. And I'll explain what delta N is in a moment. The way it's more commonly written is the other way around. Kp is equal to Kc times RT to the delta N power. Delta N is the difference in moles of products and moles of reactants. And just in case that's confusing, that means delta N is equal to N products, moles products, minus N reactants. No absolute signs. This is not like a percent error issue at all. It has to be positive or negative, whatever the result is, moles products minus moles reactants. So, otherwise, Kp works exactly the same way as Kc. It's just that we're dealing with pressures instead of concentrations. So, if I wanted to link to a gas problem, for example, not that I'm going to, but that would be something logical you could do. Here's a gas at a certain set of conditions, figure out the pressures from that, and then from there, you could do a Kp problem. So that is the last topic we needed to talk about for the quiz. Does anyone have any questions?
No.
All right. Because of the odd circumstances that I had to go out again today, we got through the review of the quiz material, and we got through the lecture material we needed to for the quiz. So unless you do have review type questions you'd like to ask, I am going to end early today. So no, because the data have been delayed, I'm going to move the lab exercise 2 probably till Friday, because we haven't even started talking about data and calculations for the third experiment. So we got plenty of time. So that'll give you all some breathing room to prepare for the quiz. So all sections will be due at the same time, since it'll be a Friday due date.
Is a lab exercise 2, right?
Exercise 2, right.
Okay.
Here, just for the people that want it, I'm going to take your screenshots of the last page of this, and then I'm going to back up to the second page. Yes, the quiz is going to be 24-hour format, just like it was the first time.
One of the equilibrium definition is that energy in the system is constant.
Yes.
And do we have to include the graph?
You do. Well, that's why it says reaction progress diagram is one of those.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.